Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with you and a couple of studio guests with me from United Way of South Central Illinois, Nat and Sandy Shook. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both in here to chat a little bit about a lot of upcoming events going on and things that people need to be aware of. One in particular that's coming to an end this week, kind of the afternoon of Thursday the 15th at your Stuff the Bus program. And That's a big one. That's one that you guys, I feel like it's taken a lot of different faces over the years.
It used to be we
park a bus and we go fill it up, and then it's kind of, now it's almost like a mobile thing, right?
It is a mobile thing. So we have the boxes all throughout the community collecting supplies, and all the supplies go directly to the schools.
Yeah, you and the ROE, Regional Office of Education, working together, Jefferson County Schools, and going to basically dole those out when the time comes.
Yes. So a lot of times people don't realize that the kids will run out of supplies as the year goes on. And so the teachers, a lot of times that financial burden is put on them to try to help out the kids. And this is our way of trying to help out with that. We keep the supplies on hands for the teachers. As kids run out, they go and they restock and ready to go again.
Yeah, Matt and everybody over there at the office, they know exactly where who needs what, and they kind of have a list and they keep track of things. So they're a good partner to have and work with that. Of course, there's multiple locations in these boxes. Sandy, did you make these boxes?
Yes, Natalie and I both made them.
There you go. They look good. They look like little school buses almost.
Yes.
Our craft skills are not on point. So if y'all want to laugh at us, feel free, but just fill the bus.
Yeah. Fill up the box, absolutely. Fill up the bus, you know, and, you know, there's monetary donations too. I know a lot of times it can be hard to get out and about. If you're in town, you come to town, you go to work, and that's kind of the end of it sometimes. Mm-hmm. So to try to go and make an extra stop can be tough sometimes, but there's ways to donate just monetarily, right, to the cause?
Absolutely. So if you go and you visit our Facebook, we have links for Zephy. Zephy is a completely free program that we use. It doesn't cost the donors anything. It doesn't cost us anything. We love it, and we welcome anybody to make a donation that way. All the monies go directly to the schools. Nothing is kept by United Way.
And the beauty of doing it that way is, you know, much like the Toys for Kids program, you know, in the area, they kind of know what they need, as opposed to you bringing in another set of notebooks or something.
Absolutely.
So if they're short on something and you've got a monetary donation or an account that people have all donated to, they can go out at the ROE and buy what they need too.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's kind of nice to have both, you know, obviously, if you want to go out and buy the school supplies, bring them in, they'll take them. Well, you know, there's no doubt about that. But monetary donations can go a long way, too, for the Stuff the Bus. Coming to an end this week on Thursday. Any other details people need to know? I know there's a lot of locations. Probably best to go to your Facebook page to find them all.
Absolutely. All of our locations are on Facebook. We're in a lot of the banks and stores here in town. Just look for the little yellow school bus, and that's the spot.
Yeah, we got one up front here at 219 Withers Drive at our building. You can come and fill that one up. And then, like we said, there's plenty of other ones all around. Anything else, Sandy, we need to add about Stuff the Bus? Maybe me and Nat forgot about?
No, I don't think so. I think you guys have covered it.
There's so many locations to donate. I mean, we say it can be difficult to get out and about, but with this many, it's like you have so many options. Surely you're going to pass by one of them.
Absolutely.
You know, so check that out on Facebook, United Way of South Central Illinois, and their Stuff the Bus program where they're trying to get school supplies out to the Jefferson County Public Schools before the end of this week. School is starting back up, so it's time for that to get done. And you guys are really gearing up as well. You got two pretty big events going on right now with Stuff the Bus and getting ready for the Food Truck Fest, which is Saturday, August 24th. It's on 9th Street. 9th Street closes down, kind of like they do for Fall Fest. And it's food trucks and vendors and all kinds of stuff. It's a well-involved festival that you guys put together.
Yeah, so that area is actually called the Festival Zone now. It's been dubbed that a few years. They have Food Truck Fest and, like he said, Fall Fest and several of the other festivals down there. We're really excited this year. We actually have 16 food trucks already. We'll have a few sign up last minute, and we've got 16 vendors on top of all the non-for-profits that we're going to have out there. So stop by their booths and learn about what they're doing. It might be something you want to be involved in. They're all non-for-profits that we really love, and we appreciate what they're doing in the community. So we just want to share that information.
It's nice whenever the other organizations that are similar to what you guys are doing, or at least maybe they have a niche, you know, target that they, you know, take care of. You guys are kind of an umbrella almost over a lot of different things. But it's nice whenever they all get together, because then you can learn more. You get them on a one-on-one, you know, setting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's important for everybody to understand what we have in our community. We have so many wonderful organizations that they step up and they do the work, and we really appreciate them. And this is one way that we show that we also appreciate them, is having them out.
a variety of vendors, Sandy, I'm sure. You know, there's obviously the food trucks, then there's probably clothing, jewelry, all kinds of stuff out there on, yes. on top of, you know, the organizations too, right?
Yes.
So there's plenty to choose from out on 9th Street. Festival Zone, is that what you call it?
The Festival Zone.
The Festival Zone. I like that. Yeah, 9th Street gets popping a few times a year, and Food Truck Fest is one of them with United Way of South Central Illinois. Saturday, August 24th. So coming up before we know it, it'll be here. Go check out their Facebook page again. They've got an event flyer and all kinds of stuff that's on the community calendar as well at WMIX94.com. One other thing we wanted to make sure we mention while we have you in here, Sandy and Nat Shook with United Way, is the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. Now, this is something that you guys have been, you know, kind of overseeing and a part of for a long time.
Yeah,
and
it's since not 2015.
And it's not a new program either.
No. So we started the program back in 2015. Dolly started it originally in 2011, I think, and we jumped on board 4 years later. Our neighbors to the south of us, we're real proud of them, S.I. Reed, they were able to get the program down there, and there's been a lot of talk about it. Just so everybody knows, since we started this program in 2015, we've had 114,387 books sent out to our community. Wow. So these books are mailed directly to kids ages 0 to 5. The kids love it. They know when it's about that time of the month for them to be getting their book in, and the books are mailed directly to the kids. It has their name on it whenever they get it. So it's really an exciting program that we love, and we offer that in Jefferson, Marion, and Washington counties.
And yeah, I mean, you're always looking for monetary support.
Absolutely.
For kids to get books.
We are so blessed. This year, the governor put Dolly Parton Imagination Library in his budget for the year. So he's covering half of the cost this year. But with the added program south of us, there's been a lot more advertisement. And that's wonderful because we've gotten a lot more kids registering. But it's going a little outside of where I'm comfortable with my budget. So right now we're working on trying to get some more support for the program. We have some things that we're going to tease a little bit here. We've got a couple of trivia nights that we're going to have, one here in Mount Vernon, one in Centralia. We're also looking at having a Dolly Parton impersonator. Our friends over at the Granada are working with us on that, and that'll come in the spring. But we're sending out a lot of books every month, and any monetary donations that would be...
Yeah, greatly appreciated.
Yes, absolutely. And you can visit our Facebook once again. There's a link to Zephy again on there to try to raise some monies for that. It's a wonderful program. It's our feel-good program. It's the one that we go to work, and we're excited to work with the kids to get books and proud to do it. But we need those funds in order to keep it going.
Is there a base cost that would cover books for one kid to be a part of it?
One kid per year is $15.
Okay, so for 15 bucks, you basically can support at least one.
Yes, absolutely.
So there you go. I mean, it's not a lot of money, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong, $15 can sometimes go a long way, but it could also help out a kid and, you know, get them some new books, because once they're in there for that year, they continue to get new books and, you know, build the reading skills, right?
Oh, absolutely. From ages 0 to 5. And there's been so many studies done on, you know, reading to kids, even at that early age, what a difference that will make to them with their flow, with their speaking abilities. On top of that, bonding time to spend with your parent. I mean, that's just an amazing gift itself. But these books, they're wonderful. They're age appropriate. And they're good quality books. Dolly's actually written a few of them. She has A Coat of Many Colors. I think we all kind of know that song. Mm-hmm. And the meaning behind it, you know, she was embarrassed to go to school because she had this coat that was made out of all these different pieces of material. And Dolly's mother actually made that after she'd suffered a miscarriage. And so, you know, that was her way of working through that program. And this book kind of tells you a little bit about it, about understanding a little bit of that. And it's really an amazing book.
Yeah, it's a good program. Dolly's great. So obviously it's going to be great whenever she puts her name on it. So support the Dolly Parton Imagination Library through the United Way of South Central Illinois. $15 can sponsor one kid. So if you do 30, there you go. You got two, and so on and so forth. All of what we've talked about here today, Stuff the Bus coming to an end this week on the 15th, Food Truck Fest on Saturday the 24th, the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, the upcoming trivia nights, all of it. Can be found on the United Way of South Central Illinois' Facebook page. They keep up to date on there. They keep their events rolling. It's really the best way, if you're wanting to get involved with anything that they're doing, is to find it on their Facebook page. Sandy, Nat, we appreciate you both coming in this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.